Don't worry, guys. We always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
All right, guys, welcome. Now, this has been a moment I've been waiting for about a year now that we've started the podcast. My first ever solo pod. But unfortunately, I'm not solo this time. I'm with Neela.
Hi.
Hi. The camera's not on because she's producer. Yeah. But can you tell me why you didn't want to be on camera? Actually, it's kind of my decision.
Yeah.
Did you want to be on camera?
No.
No. You're a bit self-conscious. Is that a good word? Self-conscious?
I'm not self-conscious, but I just don't want to be on camera.
Why? You don't want to be affiliated with this podcast?
No, I don't know.
You just don't want to be here?
No.
No, actually, you want to be here because you're doing it for free, which is such a G moment of you. All right, so you can actually, this week, I apologize because last week, when Neela was on the pod, you couldn't really hear her because her mic stopped working. It's my old mic, and then, you know, we had to get rid of it. We had to get a new one. And you guys already know the fucking story for this mic. You know the whole ordeal I had to go through. Look at these words I'm using today. Anyways, okay. Killian's not with us today.
He's sick. He's got the man flu.
He just didn't want to be here. He said, you know what, fuck these guys. Fuck the listeners. I just don't like them, he said. That's what he said about you guys. He said, Nolan, you know what? You stay with these filthy people and you look after them because I don't want to anymore. We're not getting views, so I'm just going to chill. I'm going to be on the couch. No, but in all honesty, Killian is sick and we thought it'd just be better if I did a solo episode today because Killian is...
You probably don't want to hear him sneezing or coughing.
No, we don't want to hear him sneezing or coughing. So, I wanted to get started today with... I think I might be autistic. That's I think I might be autistic. Now...
I can agree on that.
Yeah, she can agree with that. But on this... What made me think of this was... You know that Kylian Mbappe meme that's been going around? Well, it's like... Sometimes in the life, I'm too competitive... You know, I say, and that was stuck in my head for like ages. And when people say, oh, I got this stuck in my head, you know, they might say it 2 or 3 times a day, you know, it's stuck in their head, you know. Well, when I have that stuck in my head, I think I said it about 60 to 70 times in 1 hour.
More.
Like I literally, while I made breakfast, like when did I say this? Like Friday, it was Friday. And I was like literally every 2 minutes, I'd be like, probably every 30 seconds, I was like, sometimes in the life, I'm too competitive. You know, I always said that. And there's like another word, which is Wasserflasche, which if you guys don't know, it means water bottle.
In German.
And I learned that, it's in German. And I learned that about, when did I learn that? I learned that word when we went to Spain on holidays with the family, right? Wasserflasche and Aqua con Gas. Aqua con Gas means sparkling water or whatever the fuck, you know? That. And I learned those two words, and I'm still saying them, actually. Wasserflasche, I keep saying that. Like, it's my autistic, like, tick. Like, I always say those words. Like, I'm pretty sure I say Wasserflasche still to this day, probably 3 to 4 times a day, if that. Like, probably more. Yeah. And Aqua con Gas, not really anymore. Like, that kind of went away.
No, you only did that in Spain.
Yeah, it kind of went away. But in Spain, it was like my autistic tick. Like, I literally just said aqua con gas, like, every 5 seconds. Like, I don't understand what it is. Do you think that's autism, Neil?
Yeah.
Do I do anything else that's autistic?
Just you being you.
Yeah, but what's a good example? I'm not
well, right
organized.
Now you're tapping your feet when you're talking.
That's ADHD, but... Or I keep tapping. That's another thing. Am I autistic, guys? That's the question.
When he eats lunch or dinner, I sit beside him and all he does is tap on his glass on the table or on his bowl.
Yeah, tapping's another one. I can't stop tapping. I'm doing it again. No, literally, even when I'm like gaming or talking on the pod, I'm just fidgeting. I can't stop moving. Like right now, I'm doing it with my heel because I stopped doing it with my leg, so... Maybe I should do a challenge to see how long I can go without moving. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. So that's why I think I'm autistic. And if you guys have any relatable things, just drop it down in the comments section. If you're listening, you know, that's if you're listening. All right, now moving on. I was talking about FIFA. And you know what? I've been enjoying FIFA and fantasy football. This week in fantasy football, this might make people fall asleep, especially since I'm by myself. I'm with Neela, but by myself. I'm playing fantasy football. And this is like the fourth week now, I believe, that I've been playing fantasy football. Last week, I flopped so hard. Like, my team was fucked. Like, not everyone was injured. I was like, what the fuck do I do? So I just left it. You know, I left it. Fuck, I can't stop tapping. So, yeah, and I had all these shitty players because when I first started playing FPL, fantasy football, I looked up team of the week sheet, right? So I could copy it and put it down as my players, you know? And what I didn't know is with the team of the week, they switch out all the players each week. Now, those players were on form and they had good games coming up and everything. They had a good game coming up that week because it was easy points, right? I did so good that week. I was like, fuck, this is such an easy thing. I'm going to be best in the world. And then what I didn't realize is that you could only do one free transfer a week. So now I'm stuck with a team that, quite frankly, isn't performing, you know? Do you know what I'm saying, Neela?
No.
No.
I'm lost.
I hope people understand. But, and like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. Should I restart? That's what I think. But this week I did quite well. I did 66 points. The highest was 106. But that's like the best in the world. Like, I can't compete after my fourth week, you know? But the average was 33. Now, how do you think I went in that?
You went like, bad. I saw that all your players were injured.
No, not anymore. Like this week, I'll take you through my team.
Oh, like, no.
No, like this week, right? I think I did pretty good. Like, I think I've saved my team. Oh, correction, 111 points was the highest, and 39 was the average. So I'm well above average. So I'm doing better than most people, actually. So, in goals, I've got Raya, you know? And he's got a few fucked. He's got Chelsea coming up, so we might be cooked here. So I might not be getting points. And then, like, all my other players, they're just so bad, like, I mean, I've got Chris Wood. Chris Wood's doing well. He's one of the best players in the league right now. You know what? Fuck this comment. I'm not going to talk about this right now because it's very boring.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, here we go. So, sorry, I didn't really plan this episode, guys. Neil's got a few things coming up, but I didn't really plan this episode. And that this is what I want to talk about. So, have you ever gotten the urge... This is mostly for athletes, but have you ever gotten the urge to do triathlon? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm like, I'm having like a bad week of swimming, right? And I'm just like, what if I just quit and do triathlon?
That's what I was thinking this morning.
Oh, really? Well, I was just thinking that. I was like, honestly, it doesn't look, I wouldn't say it looks funner. Well, actually, no, it is. Is funner even a word? Funner?
No.
No. It looks more fun. More fun.
Yeah.
More fun? Is that the right way to do it?
I guess.
More fun. It just looks way more fun. Yeah, there we go. No, I don't know if it looks way more fun. It just looks... It looks better.
It's just a different sport than swimming.
It's just a different shit. You know, it's not just swimming up and down the line for 10 hours. Well, actually, 10 hours. Who the fuck am I kidding?
It's 5 hours.
5 hours? A day, yeah. 5 hours a day. And... It just got me thinking, like, there's been so many tries around. There's been, like, the Noosa try. There's been Kona. I really want to do Kona one day. And I'm thinking, should...
Even Gordon Ramsay did it.
Even Gordon Ramsay did it. Gordon Ramsay's a G, which brings me to my next segment after this. But, I don't know. Should I do a triathlon? That's my question. Like, if you're a triathlete out there, who was a former swimmer, right? A former swimmer. And you're a triathlete now. My question is, was it worth switching, you know what I mean? Or doing two at once? I don't see how you can do two at once, because swimming's very... You need to be in the pool every day, you know what I mean? and maybe the bike and running too, but I don't know, you know. I don't really know much about it.
I hear the triathletes every single session, they're always like, oh, I just did like a 2-hour bike ride up and down the hill.
Yeah, but see, I feel like I'd rather just do a bike ride than look at the black line, you know?
Yeah, but imagine going up and down a hill for 2 hours.
No, you're not going up and down the hill. You're not going up and down the same hill.
Well, there's a lot of hills in
And you've got like a $15,000 bike, probably even more if you're a triathlete. How much is a bike worth these days? Search that up. How much is like, search up like professional Ironman bike. That's what I want. That's what I want to buy. Professional Ironman bike. And I think my estimation's about 18 grand. 18 grand? Probably more. And you know, I'm getting worried because I feel like I'm gonna getting sick. What's the price?
Cool. Guess how much?
23,000.
Like, I'm trying to find a brand that's
professional grade.
So the most expensive.
Yeah.
So far that I've seen is 19,200.
See, I feel like 293.10. I feel like it's definitely more. I don't know. Wait, let me search it up. Professional grade bikes. Wait, no. How much? How much? This is what I want. How much does a triathlon pro spend on a bike? There we go. How much does a road or triathlon bicycle cost? Yeah, it's around 10 grand. So you were right with the 18 grand shit. Maybe I don't want to do triathlon.
And then you also have to buy the gear.
But how much is like an average, like 4 grand? It's not that much.
5 grand.
And it's actually a way more expensive sport than swimming. And I'm already broke as it is.
Yeah, you need to buy the shoes for the bike, the helmet, that's a special helmet.
And then you have to wear helmet.
Yeah, and then you have to also wear the biking gear for that, and then the running gear, the running shoes, and then
you probably need more than one pair of running shoes.
And then the swimming, you also have this special suit that they wear as well.
Don't you just wear the same suit the whole time?
I don't know.
You don't want to be free willy in the transition, so you probably just wear the same suit the whole time.
Maybe. Oh, it's like the really thin one.
Yeah, it's like the thin one. I'm pretty sure they just wear the same one the whole way.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you wouldn't want to get towel change in transition. That'd be stupid, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I've never.
We'll have to ask Killian. I'm pretty sure he towel changed, but he wasn't doing it it's for like Killian. He wasn't. Yeah, it's Killian. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. Right. So the Noosa Triathlon was this weekend, and I'm pretty sure he spent 9 minutes in one of the transitions, which is fucked. Like, that's a long time to be in transition for. Like, some dude, I looked at their results, and they're not, like, the pro, but he spent 2.5 minutes in transition. Same triathlon, just, like, 2 years later.
Yeah.
Okay, now, it's time to move to a segment that I've created in my mind, and it's called Baking with Nolan. Now, you're going to give me something to bake, right? I'm not going to bake right now, obviously. I'm just going to tell you the ingredients and then how I'm going to go ahead with doing it, all right? So, give me something to bake.
Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls. Okay, so
with the cream on top.
Okay, with the cream on top. Okay. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Coles and I'm going to... No?
No, keep on going.
No, I shouldn't go to Coles?
Just keep on going.
Should I go to Woolies instead?
No, just keep on going.
Okay, so I'm going to buy flour, which is pretty obvious. And it's not going to be self-raising flour because I'm not making bread. Wait, am I? No, it's going to be flour, just normal flour. And then what I'm going to buy is some cinnamon to put on top, you know. And then I'm going to buy, what am I going to buy? Vanilla extract to put in the dough. Is that right?
I'm going to tell you after what you got wrong.
Vanilla extract, right. And then... So I'm gonna put a bit of salt in there, you know, to add extra flavor to the thing. And I'm gonna add some sugar because you know, you need sugar to make a cinnamon scroll.
Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon roll. What's the difference between a cinnamon scroll and cinnamon scroll?
You just said cinnamon scroll. No, what's the difference
between a cinnamon... Wait, hold on. I'm going to try to say this without, like, fucking it up. What's the difference between a cinnamon scroll and a cinnamon roll? What's the difference?
Well, a roll is, like, you know, like, you roll it up. Yeah. And then a scroll is the...
What, you roll it the opposite way?
No. Hold on.
What's a cinnamon scroll? What's the difference? Quick, chop chop, buddy.
It's hard to write on the iPad, okay?
Come on. We don't have all day. Well, actually, we kind of do, but... Come on, what are you doing? Just type up, what's the difference?
I am. Cinnamon scrolls have more sugar glaze, while cinnamon rolls have a cream cheese-based icing.
Okay, so in my icing, I'm going to put cream cheese. And what I'm going to put in my cream cheese is, I'm going to put a bit of sugar in there. Because otherwise cream cheese is just going to taste weird without sugar, you know? And what else I'm going to put in my cream cheese as well for my sauce.
Sauce.
For my cream is, I'm going to put in some vanilla extract again. Maybe. Now, I just don't see how I'm going to make the... I'm gonna put an egg in there too.
In an egg in the cream?
No. In the mixture for the dough and stuff. Put an egg in there. That's about it, I think. What's in there?
Nolan. Okay.
Alright, I'll Google it real quick. I'll Google it.
Oh, how to make a
cinnamon scroll.
You missed like at least 5 ingredients.
How do you spell cinnamon? Oh,
okay. C-I-N-N-A-M-M-O-N. Oh,
I spelled that so wrong. I spelled that C-Y-N-O-M-I-N.
Oh my god.
Cinnamon. Alright, so, ingredients. Here we go. What the f... Alright, milk. Oh, I forgot about milk. Granulated sugar, which is the same shit, surely.
It's raw sugar.
Yeah, it's sugar. Quick rise yeast. Well, can't you just buy the quick rise dough? It's same stuff, so you're saving money.
No, it's not.
You're saving money. You're saving money at the same time.
You're not.
You're saving space.
You're just going to end up with thin...
Oh, butter. Egg. That was right. Flour. That was also right. Dark brown sugar, which I'm pretty much right. Cinnamon, salt. For the icing, you use cream cheese... Butter, powdered sugar, and vanilla.
You melt the butter.
Yeah, vanilla extract, see?
Yeah. You said vanilla twice.
Okay, so, if you're going to give me a rating, what's your rating?
For your cinnamon roll, I would give you, like, a 2.
Why? What would taste bad about it?
Okay,
I put all the main ingredients in.
No, you did not. You forgot the yeast. If you don't put the yeast on, it won't rise, and when it doesn't rise, it won't be fluffy, so that means it'll be, like,
yeah, thin. That's why you put the self-raising flour in there.
Self-raising flour is so much more different, Nolan.
What's the difference?
It's made for cakes and cookies.
Well, I'm making a cake.
It's not a cake.
It's same shit. Oh, my God. It can be a bigger cinnamon scroll. It can be cinnamon cake. Cinnamon cake this is scroll.
What makes him autistic.
Okay, so now it's time for history facts of the week.
Oh, right.
Read them out.
Hold on.
Always takes a long time with you, doesn't it, buddy?
Okay, so the first one is the Great Flood of Molasses. Do you know what molasses is, Nolan?
Molasses is what you use in a cake.
It's a sugar.
It's okay. Sugar, yeah. I used it for
it's
when I made...
It's just melted sugar.
It's for when I used molasses, actually, once.
For gingerbread.
For gingerbread cookies. And let me tell you, those were the best gingerbread cookies I've ever had in my life.
Mum helped us.
No, I made them myself.
Okay. In 1919... A massive tank of molasses burst open in Boston, causing a sticky wave that killed 21 people and injured over 100. The Great Molasses Flood spread at about 35 miles per hour.
Okay, so 35 miles per hour?
Yeah.
How many people died?
21.
21?
Yeah, and 100 injured.
Shit. That's actually crazy. That's like the flood of Valencia. Have you heard of the flood of
Except
Valencia?
Except you're stuck in molasses. It's not like water.
But like you can just eat sugar.
Molasses is thick. It's like...
It's like quicksand.
No.
And it stinks as try, well, doesn't it?
Try doing a stroke, like your freestyle stroke in molasses. You wouldn't even be able to lift your arms.
So it's like quicksand.
It's worse than quicksand. It's like being stuck in a tub of Blu-Tack. Oh. Or glue.
Shit. So then what they do with the people, did they just put them in the food? And
Because
no. they'd be like... It'd be like pickles, you know, when you put pickles in pickles.
No, Nolan, that is just wrong.
It's a snack.
Ew.
Well, have you heard of the beer flood of 1814?
No.
Well, you aren't listening to our clips then.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't listen. How many of you out there, right? I'm going to ask you this question. How many of you out there just look at the post, don't even listen to the sound, just like it? I reckon it's a good 7 out of 8 likes. To be honest. Like, be honest, do you reckon?
Yeah.
I honestly don't think anyone actually
That's what
listens.
I do sometimes.
I don't think anyone actually listens to the clips, if I'm being honest. Maybe Bonnie. Bonnie, do you listen to the clips? That's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon
She probably does.
But, you know what? Move on.
Yeah. She's your biggest supporter. Anyways,
Maybe read it a bit closer to the mic, you know?
The next one is, in 1893, the Supreme Court had to rule whether tomatoes were fruit or vegetable. Do you know what the Supreme Court is?
Yes, it's a Supreme Court. It's the court. It's like the court below, like the court where, you know, like it's the court where you don't get criminally charged, you know? It's like...
It's the big court where there's so many judges. Hold
yeah.
on.
No, don't Google it. It takes too much time on there.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
There's only, like, 83 cases at the Supreme Court per year. So that's not a lot.
Four every 4 days. No, one every 4 days or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Around that.
Okay. So
it's actually quite frequent, actually.
Yeah, but they're, like, it's a
So, like, for the people like P. Diddy.
I guess.
P. Diddy went to the Supreme Court, didn't he?
I don't know. I don't really look at that stuff.
Okay.
Okay. In the 1893 case, Nix argued that because tomatoes were botanically classified as fruits, because he shouldn't have to pay vegetable tax. Well, the Supreme Court did acknowledge the botanical... Origins
botanical.
Of botanical oranges. Oranges.
Come on, mate.
Sorry, you're putting on spotlight. Hard to read. Of the tomato as a fruit of the vine, its classification was ultimately ruled as a vegetable.
I'm going to be honest, I just dozed out after, like you said, the Supreme Court. But honestly,
if I
was to classify, right, tomatoes and cucumbers and... What else? What else is classified as a fruit, you know? Avocado? No.
Cucumber?
Yeah, cucumber and tomatoes,
right? We had this discussion just before.
To me, they're vegetables.
Yeah. You eat them in a salad.
You eat them in a salad. I would not say, right, if you were eating a cucumber, I'd be like, yeah, Nila, you're eating a vegetable.
Yeah, I am.
In my mind, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Wait, is it a vegetable? Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Vegetable?
I just searched it up. It's both, but in the culinary world, they say that it's a vegetable.
And
so,
can I also say something else? I feel like people back in the day, like in like the before the 1900s, they were just fucking dumbasses.
Yeah, they thought that...
They were just so stupid.
The other fact of tomatoes was they thought it was poisonous and it was a lair... Like, it was a trap for wolves to kill them.
They're such idiots. Like, what the fuck do you think a tomato is going to do? Like, wolves don't even know what a fucking tomato is. And secondly, have you heard about how... I'm pretty sure it was, like, in the 1800s, maybe. Probably before that, actually. And way before that, actually. And you know how they used to think that if you were... That some women were witches?
Yeah.
And then they said that to test that, it's if you're a witch, if you would float if they dropped you in the river, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
You'd come back to the surface because they tie you up and then you just float up to the surface if you're a witch. And you'd sink if you weren't a witch. And obviously they tried it for a while and they realized that all the people that they tested just never resurfaced.
So they basically just killed people for nothing.
They killed people just because they thought they were a witch. Like, I'm not going to lie, if I was a woman back then, honestly, I feel bad for everyone back then, like all the women back then. Like, I'm 6'5" also, but honestly, I do actually do feel bad because, I don't know, I just feel like they got a bit...
They got
mistreated. Judged. Mistreated. Like, surely none of them... Surely back in the day, no one was like, oh, yeah, this guy's a wizard. And when you... And, like, I'm sorry, but also, why would... You know when people say witch, right? You would think bad, right? You think bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when someone says wizard...
You
think good. That's not really fair, is it?
Well... Like, In fairy tales...
That's just me, though.
In fairy tales, witches were
normally...
Witches
are mean.
No, in fairy tales, they would usually be the mean ones with the big pot and the black cat. And then the wizards would normally be an old man with a white long beard. And, like, just trying to stop the witch.
Yeah. So, I think we've been misguided in life, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Do you think women... This is going to be a very controversial question. Do you think women today, like 2024, do you think women are mistreated?
No. I think men are mistreated.
You think that right now?
Yeah. So it's like opposite now.
It's opposite now. I think in 2020 it was quite equal. Maybe 2021.
2000.
When was it equal? 2000. Maybe after that.
2010.
I think it was quite equal then. And then, okay, this is going to be so cancel worthy. But I feel like now we've kind of edged towards more of a...
Yeah.
Of course, there's going to be some men. Because, you know, men, they're going to be aggressive, some of them. But, like, I feel like some women are also aggressive. But mostly, right? Mostly, men are going to... Are gonna be stronger. They're gonna. Some of them are gonna abuse that power, right?
Yeah.
Some of them are gonna abuse.
But
that
then
power.
Also, women can also be.
Women can also be abusive in other ways.
Yeah, in other ways, like how they talk.
How they talk to you.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes. Yeah, but yeah.
It's more toxic
in
how they
1800s
talk.
To like 2000s. You know, all that's before even before
that wasn't fair.
That wasn't fair. That was like women were mistreated. That's putting it lightly, to be honest. I'm putting it out there. Like, to think that if some woman had, like, some slight... If she had, like, a mole, some people would say she's a witch. And then they drop her in the lake, tied up.
Yeah.
And obviously, now we know that's fucking stupid because she wasn't the witch because there's no witches. Oh! At school, right? Did you ever watch that movie called The Witches?
Oh.
With, like, the guy from, like, what's the writer's name? Willy Wonka? No.
Oh, no, you know that writer?
What's that writer's name?
No, it's
name?
Not...
He wrote a lot of kids' books. Well, not kids, but, like, young
kids'
books.
Oh, I know
books.
That movie. It's the...
The Witches.
Oh,
wait, who
he's done
The Witches?
So many books.
Yeah,
like,
he just... I loved his books. Those are, like, the only
I've
books I
I've seen
would
his
read.
Movie as well.
Honestly?
It was like when they were in a room full of witches and, like, they all took off their masks.
Yeah.
And that boy was just hiding underneath the sea.
Charlie,
I just saw...
Maybe?
No, that's Charlie... That's
yeah, but
Charlie
in
the
that,
Factory.
That, is that writer, right? Who wrote that?
Charlie in the Factory.
Who
Charlie
wrote...
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Who wrote the book?
I feel like it starts with an R.
The Witches. Honestly, you know how I don't like... Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Roald Dahl. Bro, that guy was my goat. He was my goat.
I think it was
honestly,
goat.
Honestly, those are like the only books I've ever read. And apart from that and Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Like, honestly, if someone got me a Roald Dahl book, I'd probably read it.
Yeah.
And, like, all the other books I've tried.
I mean, there was one book that I didn't like, but I still read it.
Trust me, I've tried to read books. I have. Even Osmila.
Yeah. I've tried to read books. I gave him so many books and he doesn't read them.
She's given me so many books. I've tried my hardest. I just can't get past, like, page 10 because it's just page so five. Boring. Like, not even page 10 sometimes. Like, I'm pretty sure there's still a book over there that I haven't read. I don't know.
Yeah. Somewhere. So many books.
And I've tried. You know what? I really want to have that feeling of when I was a kid and I read Roald Dahl books. I loved them.
For the first time as well.
No. Well, this would probably pretty much be my first time again. Yeah. Because,
like, I remember watching that movie and I was scared.
Yeah, The Witches was quite a scary movie. I used to think that was scary. And I also used to think that, like, when Mum told me that Scream was going to be a scary movie.
Yeah.
And then you guys started watching it. I was like, how is Neil watching this shit? Like, I'd be scared. So I didn't even look at the TV. And then I looked at it, like, for a bit. And I was
It's just gruesome, I think. More than scary. It's more gruesome than scary.
Gruesome, yeah. Well, James and the Giant Peach. I remember that book.
Oh, I don't remember
that. I didn't read Matilda.
Matilda was good.
And the Great Glass. I've read that book as well. The BFG. The BFG. Remember that came out in the movies?
Yeah, you were so excited to watch it.
Holy dude, I love that movie.
You begged us
to
watch it.
The Big Friendly Giant. Oh my God, that's brought back so many memories.
I forgot about Roald Dahl.
I forgot about this. We should watch the BFG again. Oh. I forgot about that storyline. I forgot what happened.
Yeah.
But I remember that being like, Roald Dahl was my goat. He was.
Is he still alive?
No, I'm pretty sure he's dead. Which is sad because I love these books. 1983. Maybe he's not dead. Roald Dahl? Let me see.
I thought he was old. His name sounds Roald old. Roald
Dahl. Well, okay. This could be very racist. But when I was a kid, okay, I used to think that Roald Dahl was a little bit Indian.
I thought it was an old man.
Well, he was an old... Oh, actually, he was cut... Oh, no, he was old. No, he was old.
If he was born in 1983...
I'll get Roald Dahl books. Here we go. Show me more. Bro, the BFG. Oh, these books are bringing back so many memories.
There was one with monkeys that I didn't like. That was the one that I didn't like.
They were bringing back so many memories. The Witches, that's it. Bro, remember this cover book? This cover page? Ready? Hold on.
It's with a bullet purple.
This one. It was purple. Yeah, you're right. Oh, surely we still have that book. I'm going to read it again.
I think you can just go to the library. I don't have the book.
Oh, no, we had the book. I remember. Oh,
we gave it
away.
Dude,
those books, honestly, that was my childhood. Do you remember? I love those books. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, but...
No, I read those books.
I remember when it was, what's this called? Scholastics, when they came once a year. Scholastics. Yeah. I love that shit. That was, like, the only book I bought, and then I'd buy, like, the toys.
Now it's just, like, toys.
No. Yeah, now it's just toys. Oh, bro. Danny the Champion. George's Marvelous something.
I think that was
George's Marvelous Medicine.
Oh, no.
Danny the Champion of the World. Oh! The Magic Finger. That was also a very good one. Dude, these books... All right, does anyone remember these books? Those are the goats. The goats.
And Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Is alongside that, too.
I used to just look at the pictures, and then I realized the book's actually pretty interesting.
No, the book is interesting. And I'm pretty sure I read each book in my lifetime, probably each book about...
Three times?
Seven times each, to be honest.
Oh, my God. It's the most you've ever read.
Yeah, like, I used to love reading. I don't know why I've stopped... Maybe because I got a phone.
Yeah.
I think that's why. I think that's why most people stop reading.
I started reading this year again. It's really good.
But, no, it was last year. Didn't you start reading last year? No, maybe
not.
No,
this year, because Killian got me a book for my birthday, and it was actually really good.
Because I stopped reading because books for my age, right, the books that I'm supposed to be reading, but they're boring as fuck. Yeah. I could just watch a movie and it's so much better. Roald Dahl did it best. Roald Dahl.
But I think that's...
Surely there's like another Roald Dahl around. I want to read books like that again.
He's...
You know what's another good
book that I
read? The
Writer of Harry Potter.
Another good book that I read is that guy whose grandpa was a bit crazy. And he lived in like a... He was like a World War II veteran, I think.
Lived
in like an old man hospital and he tried to get him away because people in the old house... Those books, the goats. All those books where the little kid... There's always a little kid
Someone
or a little girl.
In a book
and
like
they
that.
Do something and it's so interesting. Maybe they're not that good. Maybe they were just good when I was...
I think it's just because you're imaginary, like, you're in your mind. You imagine so much more things than now.
I'm going to read them books.
Because, like,
read
when
the
you were
again.
A child, your imaginate, like, how do you say
imagination.
That? Imagination was so much more bigger than now.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have another fact, or do we move on to the quiz?
The quiz.
Okay, the quiz. Fuck. Okay. Let me get my thinking cap on.
Hold on, is this... Yeah. Okay. What is the most populated city in Australia?
Most populated city in Australia. Sydney.
Yeah.
Oh!
1 point.
I'm the goat.
I thought you were going to say Canberra or like Brisbane.
Canberra. No, Canberra's tiny. Canberra's like the least.
I thought you were going to say that though. I don't know why.
No, but I was going to say Melbourne, but then I was like, no, it's definitely Sydney.
Yeah.
Why is Canberra the capital city? That's my question.
I don't know.
I feel like it should be Sydney.
This is small.
It should be Sydney. Sydney's robbed. Sydney's robbed. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to talk about. Oh, I'll talk about it after.
Yeah. Okay. How many times has England won the Men's Football World Cup?
I don't think they have. Once?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
In
did once.
1966.
Yeah.
It only came home once.
Yeah. And so did the Euros as well.
Yeah.
And to think that they created football. I feel like Spain holds the title of football. Like,
yeah. Or Brazil.
Spain or Brazil. Or Germany.
No, you don't really think of
See,
Germany.
See, I always hear the Prem people being like, the Premier League, number one league in the world.
I think England was the best. Until
I think Spain recently. Holds that title, to be honest with you. Now, some people say, yes, Spain is the Farmers League because there's only like three clubs that are good. Shut up. Honestly, there's only one club in England that's good at the moment, and that's Man City.
And it's Man City.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, move on. I'm still going good.
What are the five colours of the Olympic ring?
Okay. Green. Yellow.
Yeah.
Black.
Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah.
Red.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my clean sheets. 3 out of 10 so far. Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Neela, would I win? Would I? Do you honestly reckon I would have won those questions against Killian? Probably.
It took you a while to answer the first one, but the second one's mostly. Okay.
Holy shit, I'm good at general knowledge quiz.
Which southern Italian city is usually credited as the birthplace of pizza?
Fuck.
Come on.
Napoli?
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, but actually.
Naples, yeah.
Oh, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Maybe I'm smarter than I thought. I clutch up when Killian's not in here. Honestly, I feel like I need Neil as my co-host now. Killian can just go away.
Okay. What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Tallest mountain. Mount Everest.
Yeah.
That was easy. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's five. 5 out of 10.
How many planets are in the solar system?
Fuck. No, I don't think I've got that one. Okay. So, there's Earth. Wait, are we counting Earth?
Yeah.
The sun. Is the sun a planet?
No. Oh.
Fuck. I only know those two.
I think, yeah.
Okay, so if I'm one off, I get the point, because it could be the sun. There's
just
Saturn.
Just guess a number.
There's Saturn.
Just guess.
Venus. Oh. 9.
8.
Oh, one off.
Yeah.
Okay, so I counted the sun, so I'm right. Ah, yeah! I'll count that.
Okay.
Wait, do you count that? No? Okay, no.
Well, you thought the sun was a planet, so...
Okay, no.
Where is the smallest bone in the human body located?
My penis. No, I'm pretty sure it's like Yeah. The pinky toe?
No.
The collarbone? No, like here?
No.
Here?
No.
Here?
No.
Here?
No.
Here?
No.
Kneecap?
No. Somewhere around there, yeah?
It's like the nose.
No.
I don't know.
The ear.
Oh, ear. Oh.
Yeah.
That's not a bone, that's cartilage.
No.
Yes.
What do you think, like, there's like
a bone. No, that's cartilage.
Nolan, there's a small bone in there. Fine. Okay. How many hearts does an octopus have?
8.
No.
7.
No.
6.
No.
4.
No.
2.
No.
1.
No.
12.
No.
16.
No.
10.
No.
9.
No.
7.
No.
6.
No.
25.
No.
38.
No.
How many?
3.
3? I said 3. Oh, no, maybe I didn't.
You skipped from 4 to 2. Oh, okay. It. So you...
I've bottled this.
What is the capital of Brazil?
Brasilia.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm the goat. So how many questions did I get right? 7?
Or 6? Well, you got 3 wrong. So.
7.
No, because there's one more.
Oh, okay, one more. Oh, so I got 6 right.
Yeah. What is the largest animal on the planet?
The blue whale.
Yeah. You've already look done this one, so I thought 7 out of 10.
How good did I go? You reckon I went good? You reckon I went good?
The octopus was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but do you reckon
you've already done that one, I remember.
I think I went pretty good.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Neil, you're going to test me. Because recently the Ballon d'Or was on, right?
Yeah.
The Ballon d'Or.
Vinny I've heard robbed. All about it from Vinny Nolan. Robbed. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm actually fuming. So get up, Ballon d'Or winners from 2010. From Ballon d'Or winners, 2010. D'Or. And I'm going to see how good I am. I'm going to start from the top.
Oh, hold on. No, hold on. Ooh. Oops.
Ballon d'Or winner. I'm going to start from 2024 all the way down. I'm going to see how far I can go. I don't think I can go past 2000. Just go Ballon d'Or winners list. Ballon d'Or winners list.
List of Ballon d'Or winners.
All right, from 2024, hold I'm going to start from the top.
2024.
Because we were doing this for my friend Dylan, and he got all the clubs that won the league until 1990, I'm pretty sure, which is impressive. All right, ready?
Yeah.
So this year it was Rodri.
Yeah, which was robbed.
Yeah, robbed. Last year it was Messi.
Robbed again.
Which was robbed again. The year before that, it was Benzema.
Yeah.
The year before that, it was Lewandowski. No, the year before that, it was Lewandowski.
Yeah.
The year...
Oh!
2021? Wait,
2020 was not awarded.
Oh, so 2021 was Lewandowski?
No.
No, 2019 was Lewandowski.
No.
Wait, why was 2020 not awarded?
COVID.
Oh. So where am I now?
2021 was Messi.
Messi. All right, now where am I?
2019.
Lewandowski.
No.
Messi.
Yeah.
Okay. 2018. Ronaldo.
No.
No, it was Messi. It was Messi.
No.
Oh, no. Modric.
Yeah.
Modric. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. And then 2017, obviously it was Ronaldo.
Yeah.
2016 as well.
Yeah.
2015 was Messi.
Yeah.
2014 was Messi.
No.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Where are we now? 2013?
Yeah.
It was Messi.
No.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
It's always between Messi and Ronaldo. All right, 2012 was Ronaldo.
No.
Messi.
Yeah.
2011 was... who was it? 2011 was Messi.
Yeah.
2010 was Ronaldo.
No.
Messi.
Yeah.
2009 was Ronaldo.
No.
Messi.
Yeah.
2008 was Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know the rest. I'll guess. Wait, are Ronaldo and Messi still on that list? No, they're done?
No.
Okay, so before that, it was...
2007?
It was. 2007 was...
I'll give you a clue, Brazil.
Oh, Ronaldinho.
No.
Marcelo.
No.
The fuck? R9?
No.
What does the name start with?
K.
Oh, I wouldn't fucking know.
I don't know how to say his name. KK or
Kaka? Oh, Kaka.
Yeah.
Kaka.
2006.
2006. I'm going to try to get to... With hints, I'm going to try to get to 2000.
Italy.
Italy.
Oh. Played in Real Madrid.
Fuck, I should know this shit. No, I don't want to get humbled here.
Fabio Cannavaro.
Bro, I'm a Real Madrid fan and I don't know this. All right, that's it for the pod.
Brazil?
I don't know. Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. I hope it wasn't too boring. Was it too boring, Neil, this podcast?
I don't know. It was a lot of football.
It was a bit chill. Yeah, it was a lot of football. Tell me if you enjoyed the football chat. Tell me if you want more sport podcasting. And rate me... Who was better, me or Killian? Keep in mind, I only knew we were doing a solo episode today. Was it today or yesterday? Today. It was today. I only found out today and I didn't plan anything. Neela planned the history facts and the quiz. But apart from that, I freeballed the entire episode. How do you think I went freeballing? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Freeballing's nice sometimes. All right, thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you later. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast episode without Killian. Probably was better, to be honest, without Killian. Yeah, I reckon. All right, see you later, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you.